Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, Twitter, and Instagram stuff. Listen, I really do appreciate everybody that follows me and the Tavern on Facebook. Right now, we've got 2,888 friends on Facebook, and I'm assuming that pretty much all of them are fans of this podcast or the blog. So, again, thank you. On a personal note, this is day 6 of my antibiotics. I think I've got a better voice. Water retention seems to be taking care of itself slowly, improving. Of course, I'm belching in the background like you needed that. And the, pneumonia, I still can't walk it. I can't walk upstairs. I take one stair, take three breaths, take one stair, take three breaths, but at least I'm taking them, right? So, but sitting at my desk, I feel fucking fine. That's what matters, right? Listen, I've talked about virtual tabletops. I've talked about the pandemic. And I've talked about how there's going to be, I can tell, there's going to be a huge increase in the use of virtual tabletops. And, lo and behold, looking around, Fantasy Grounds, show some really strong traffic increase. They posted this up on their forums yesterday. And here's the kicker. When you look at Fantasy Grounds, you can look at there's a graphic. If you don't want to go to Fantasy Grounds, you can go find a graphic in N-World. And it's a graph showing the average number of users, and pretty much because you can throw out anything that isn't 5e. 5e defines, I guess, most gaming these days. Generally, number of game sessions, 20,000. It's got to be less than Roll20. I know Roll20 does more than that. But in any case, on a monthly basis, plus whatever bumps and spurts coming from things like Pathfinder and Pathfinder 2. March. Now, remember, March. Early March, where was I? Well, I was hospitalized. The pandemic wasn't in full swing yet, right? So March is an incomplete month to see the effect of the pandemic, self-isolating, stay-at-home orders, and other sort of crap like that, in the numbers. And yet, saying that, with that caveat, there was a 150% increase in sessions on Fantasy Ground. 150%. Amazing. And again, that's probably reflecting half a month. I am really going to be interested in seeing what the numbers are for April, because I could see them doubling from where they are now. And at the same time, we're talking about how close we are to opening up the economy, businesses, and all the other stuff. And yet, how quick are people who have seen these numbers of dead, and at least the graphic pictures of this shit, whether it's in Europe or the U.S., how quick are they going to be going to, like, I don't know, game stores to game? I wouldn't be. That's for sure. So I think after this pandemic scare is resolved for the most part, one of the big winners is going to be virtual tabletops, virtual conventions, virtual everything, and work from home. You know, telecommuting, it's going to be huge. Huge, I tell you. So I thought you'd all find that interesting. But I certainly did. I'd like to see the most recent Roll20 numbers. I think they only do theirs quarterly, so it might not be totally reflective. All right. Well, I snuck back to my actual desk for this one. And I started out the episode okay, but now my nose is getting allergy-like. Actually, is it because you started to come back and walk in front of me as I was doing this? Yeah, probably. Folks, I can't stress this enough. I beg of you, I plead with you, do what you can. Do what you can to keep yourself healthy, to keep yourself safe. Remember, I'm in round two of pneumonia, or about two. Best two out of three, right? Jesus Christ. You don't want to be on that. You don't want to be hospitalized for fucking pneumonia. You don't want to, God forbid, come down with COVID-19. Or bring it home to your family. I've said this elsewhere. Not sure if I said this again on here, but, you know, when I was on 9/11, I responded from the Bronx with my sergeant and seven other cops, POs. So there was nine of us in the van, and I drove it down. And we got to City Hall when the first tower came down. And I thought I was dead. And I was fine with that. Fine. I'm going to do my job. And you know what? When I came home, I was covered in dust from the site. I literally stripped my clothes off on my front porch. My sister was home. I asked her to bring out a garbage bag. And I put my clothes in a garbage bag. And had them get washed immediately two times through the washing machine with an extra rinse cycle because... who the fuck now? I didn't want to bring anything home to my family, my parents, my sister. If these cops out there, these hospital workers, these EMTs, these firemen, people working in supermarkets, those delivering the your antibiotics to your house, the people delivering food, you know what? They're working. They're exposing themselves. And they're taking a risk. So you don't have to. I took that risk on 9/11, and the only life I was risking was mine. Anybody who's in a position where they are still making life better for the rest of us, they are potentially also putting their family at risk. And I can't say enough about that. So God bless you all. Wash your fucking hands. 20 seconds. What is that? Like, you know, sing happy birthday to me twice. 6 foot social distance. Take your 10 foot pole. Cut it down to 6 feet. You're good to go. Okay. Wear a mask if you can. I won't let my wife outside without her putting on the fucking mask. And yes, I paid like, I don't know, online $4 each for N95 masks. I'm taking care of my family as best I can. I'm not going outside because I can't fucking walk anywhere yet. I can't do it without losing my breath. My breath, this is. And remember, you are important. You're part of this community. We need you. I need you. Your fellow gamers need you, so... do what you can to keep yourself and your family and your circle safe. Folks, on that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Laters.